Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. 8 years ago, respected journalists, TV news anchors, and friends, Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman, started writing books together. Two New York Times bestsellers, Womanomics, and in 2014, The Confidence Code, The Science and Art of Self-Assurance, What Women Should Know, sparking a national discussion about the confidence gap between men and women. Well, now Caddy and Claire are turning their attention to tween girls, creating a fully illustrated roadmap to confidence creation, now released, The Confidence Code for Girls, Taking Risk, Messing Up, and Becoming Your Amazingly Imperfect, Totally Powerful Self. Caddy is an anchor for BBC World News America, former TV news reporter, frequent contributor on a number of programs, including Meet the Press and Morning Joe, a regular guest host for NPR's Diane Rehm Show. Claire, an author, public speaker, almost three decades an award-winning TV journalist, prominent roles at ABC, NBC, CNN. Both have considered and covered some of the world's biggest stories. Caddy was at the Pentagon just 20 minutes after the hijacked plane flew into the building on 9/11, Claire, the fall of the Soviet Union, and the Tiananmen Square student uprising. The writing team of Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman have done it again, authors of The Confidence Code for Girls, and they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, that's such a nice introduction. Thank you. We're thrilled to be here. We love the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you here. So much to talk about. And it's interesting, the beginning of the book, you talk about when you wrote the Confidence Code several years ago, you actually cracked the code for confidence. You learned how to make it. Let's start by talking about what exactly is confidence, because I'm sure the definition would surprise some people.
Well, yeah, we had one academic. Go ahead, Claire.
We're talking. This is what happens with partners. We talked to one academic, as Caddy was going to say. We talked to many, but we're not going to go through all that with you because you won't be surprised to know a lot of them didn't agree. The best definition we finally boiled down, and with the help of somebody at Ohio State University, is confidence is what turns our thoughts into action. So that's an important definition. And then what we found happens is action is so critical for confidence that, in fact, the formula is for confidence is taking risks, failing, and recovery. So it's a virtuous circle. The more risks we take, the more we act, the more confidence we build.
You know, it's interesting.
It's simple, but it's a simple concept, but it's not easy to do.
Well, yeah, and it's easier to define what isn't confidence. And you talk about that in the book, to beware of confidence imposters. And often people we think are really confident actually aren't.
Yeah, we see this with men and women too, right? Confidence is not about the person that speaks longest and loudest in meetings. It's not that person that has the most swagger. And I think this is really important for girls, particularly in an age of social media. Confidence is not about looking perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's not about having the biggest number of likes on Instagram or the longest streak on Snapchat. It's about doing things and building your confidence from overcoming hurdles. We talk a lot in this book for girls about taking risks and how to take risks, because girls, when they hit puberty, suddenly seem to stall. From the age of 8 onwards, we've found with our own research and a poll that we've released, girls' confidence declines by about 30%. They stop doing things like, even something as simple as raising your hand in class becomes a real challenge for girls. And that's what we're trying to do, is get them to get used to that idea of challenges and risks. And of course, with that sometimes comes failure and struggles and hurdles, because that's the only way they're going to build their confidence.
And Claire, you mentioned the importance of that first step. And the first step is risk it. For most of us, risk is something we really we're fearful of. We really want to avoid risk at all costs. How do we get over that? How do we assure people that risk is good? In fact, risk, interestingly enough, will build confidence.
Now, what we're hoping is that just by explaining the process, and especially for girls, what we've done in the book is going through a lot of scenarios where they start to see, oh, look, this is what happens when I take a risk. Usually the downside is not as big as you think it is. And here are the benefits. This is what can happen. So we have a lot of scenarios in the book where we explain that and make it clear by not risking, right, just staying in your comfort zone, you're really not going to grow and you're not going to have these cool opportunities. And then on the flip side, when you do risk, let's just go through the worst case scenario. We take them through almost a handbook of how to deal with failure. And what we really emphasize is start small, right? And then build up your tolerance. And it's amazing what a difference it can make once you start and flip your mindset a little bit.
It can be an overwhelming task when you're looking at something and you've decided, okay, I'm going to jump in and take this on. And you mentioned something that's interesting, small steps. If you break it down into small steps, it's a lot easier to try to achieve that, isn't it?
It's much easier because, you know, obviously trying to suddenly decide that you are going to have the solo in the school musical when you've never performed in a play before, that's kind of unrealistic. It also means it's so intimidating that you're unlikely to even try. So break it down. Think, okay, I'm going to apply for my first ever, you know, go and audition for my first ever school performance. You know, I'll probably get a part in the chorus because I've never done it before. And that's how I'm going to build up. From there, I can try again and that will give me experience. And I think that really helps for girls. But the other thing that really helps is to put it in perspective, and especially as a parent, to provide a good role model, to show your daughter the times that you have struggled, that you've taken risks, and to remind them of the times that they've struggled and that they can actually overcome it. Another way I think is very important for girls is girls tend to think that the whole world is looking at them. Why don't they want to raise their hand in class? Maybe it's because if they get the answer slightly wrong, or even if they get it right, they're worried everyone's staring at them. They might be snickering at them. Remind them that's not the case. They're probably, you know, maybe the teacher wore a crazy tie to school that day, and that's what they're laughing at or staring at.
We're talking about the new book, The Confidence Code for Girls, written by best-selling authors Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman. Book available wherever books are sold. You can find information at the website, theconfidencecode.com. Of course, link on to all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting as you're reading the book that confidence really becomes addictive, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. I mean, once you learn how much you can grow,
yes,
by taking risks and feeling good, there's really nothing like it. I mean, honestly, Caddy and I have talked about this a lot. When we first set out to write a book, we had a complete lack of confidence. And it's so fun to be able to sometimes even harness that attitude of, why not? I'm just going to try it. One of the best definitions we had for confidence when we read the original book was from a Buddhist scholar who said, confidence is a kind of energy and a way to move toward things without holding back. And that has really stuck with me, and I aspire to that. I don't achieve it all the time, but it's really compelling.
One
of the other differences we found between men and women, and we've spoken to coaches who have coached female and male athletes, and this is true of girls and boys too, is that boys let things go much more easily than girls do. So a girl has a bad match. In the next foot soccer match, she's still thinking about the previous one. That's not the case with a boy, and I think that's something that really we can try and encourage our girls to emulate. You know, okay, so that match didn't go well. You've now got to go and play the next one and forget about the last one. And boys just seem to find that process easier than girls do.
You know, something that I didn't have to deal with, and you probably didn't either, was the world of social media. And I look at that, mm-hmm, and I'm thinking when they are most vulnerable, they're subject to judgmental statements, to provocative statements on social media. How do you have them sort of ignore that and move on with their lives and gain confidence?
You know, there are a lot of things that are very different about this book and the book we wrote for women. One of them is that we devoted an entire chapter to social media,
yes,
for this very reason. Because, you know, first of all, rumination, overthinking, which is something that women do more than men, psychologists have seen it for decades, we found that starts at puberty. Wow, we really have to help girls understand their brain. What social media does is exacerbate all of that, right? So if a girl already has her head spinning because of something a friend said at school or this, that, or the other, comes home, instead of escaping it and getting back to normal, it just goes on and on and on. The loop never ends. So we give them some tools for taking a break, not responding immediately when you're on high alert about a crisis, putting your phone away. That will just, looking at your phone creates more stress. But we also try to be very realistic in that girls are going to use social media. This is an entirely different generation. And so we want them to use it in a confident way. And there are incredible ways to use social media. We launched a campaign with Instagram this week called Capture Confidence, hashtag Capture Confidence. It's all about girls posting pictures of themselves, not looking perfect, not photoshopping, not, you know, being the ideal girl, but showing themselves doing something confident, doing something different. And the response has been amazing. So we want to give them those tools as well. Like, use it in a smart way.
You know, when you're taking risk, it's inevitable at some point you will fail. And you've got a list of top 10 failure fixes because this is going to happen. And it's so important to, once it does happen, you know how to respond. What are a couple of those that when things go wrong and you're feeling like, okay, maybe I should have listened to the voice in my head that said I can't do it? What are some of the fixes?
One of the first things you can do is, we talk about being your own BFF, being your own best friend. Realize that other people fail. Be nice to yourself. Get an ice cream. Turn on your favorite TV show for a second. And then change the channel. You know, have a moment of pause where you distract yourself with a book, you go for a walk with your dog, you do something that gives you a little bit of distance. That helps you to calm down a bit. And then I think the important things are, you know, put it in perspective. Think back to other situations where you've had struggles and realize that actually the sky did not fall on your head and you overcame them and that you can get through this. I can do this. I've got through similar situations before. And then, of course, you know, you have to dive back in. You do have to get back on that risk course again. Maybe not exactly the same thing, but something else, because if you don't, you're never going to grow your confidence.
Couple minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly, talking about the new book, The Confidence Code for Girls. Let's go back to talking about parents again, because this is so important. As parents, we hate to see our kids fail. We hate to see them struggle. We often say, I tell you what, I'll give you a hand with that. How as parents should we handle this so we let them fail? Yes, exactly. I'll finish that report for you. Go outside and play soccer. Go enjoy that. I'll handle this for you. How should we do it so we're there to be supportive and we watch them fail and help them learn from it?
Oh, it's so hard. Everything
yes.
you've said is stuff I've done. It's so hard to do. And that, I think, number one for parents, realize it's going to be hard. Understand it's hard to watch your kids struggle and fail. Keep telling yourself that it's great for them. And I find, I don't know, personally, just stock phrases like, I wouldn't leave you to do this if I didn't think you could handle it. Or what are some other alternatives? Can you email your teacher and explain you're having an issue? Really try to give them the power to solve their own problems and then leave the room. You have sufficient.
Yeah, put the blinders on it at that point. The book is empowering. It's entertaining. It's The Confidence Code for Girls, Taking Risk, Messing Up, and Becoming Your Amazingly Imperfect, Totally Powerful Self. Friends, journalists, best-selling authors, Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman, the authors, are guests on This Week in America. Book available wherever books are sold. Their website is theconfidencecode.com. You can link on directly to their website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A very important book at a time when, according to your survey, the confidence is beginning to go away. You're there to give them a shot of confidence and point them in the right direction. An important book. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Rick, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a great discussion.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.